Iran has called on the Organization of the Islamic Conference, the OIC, to investigate the killing of a pregnant Egyptian woman in a German court. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman Hassan Qashqawi has condemned Marwa Ashebrini's cold-blooded murder as a despicable act that violates all human rights and values. It said the killing in the supposedly secure setting of a courthouse shows the extent of the growing hatred towards religious minorities and immigrants in Germany. Also, Alaeddin Borujerdi, head of Iran's Parliamentary Committee on Foreign Policy, has written a letter of protest to his German counterpart to voice his concerns over Ashebrini's murder, as well as the shooting of her husband by a German security officer. In his letter, he has asked if taking a German racist to court for his insults against Muslims is considered a deadly sin in Germany. Meanwhile, Press TV's correspondent has been denied access to the hospital where Ashebrini's injured husband is hospitalized. The EU remained silent days after the murder of a pregnant Egyptian woman in a German court. Germany has defended its response to the murder of the woman whose death has sparked outrage around the world. The German government was to issue a statement on Thursday, but has failed to do so. Chancellor Angela Merkel plans to discuss the case with the Egyptian president. The German government spokesman says Islamophobia has no place in Germany, but that's not how the Muslims in Germany feel.
It was while this woman, Marwa Ashebrini, was recalling how her accuser threw racial slurs at her for wearing the headscarf after she asked him to let her son sit on a swing last summer, that the very same man walked over to her and stabbed her to death. Her 3-year-old son, Mustafa, was forced to watch the man only identified as Alex W. take his mother's life away. Marwa was 3 months pregnant when she died in the courtroom. Her husband is now hospitalized in serious condition. He was trying to protect his wife when he was stabbed by the attacker and shot by security guards. The 32-year-old Marwa, a former national handball champion, and her husband, a genetic engineer who studied at the renowned Max Planck Institute, had lived in Germany since 2003. They were planning to come home to Alexandria in Egypt at the end of this year. Marwa's murder has sparked ongoing protests in Egypt. Thousands took part in her funeral, and Egyptians are angry. They want to know how the incident was allowed to happen. They're angry over the German and international media blackout over the killing. They're wondering why her attacker was allowed to bring a knife into the courtroom. Why, they ask, did it take so long for security guards to take action while Marwa was stabbed 18 times? Many Egyptians see the low-key response by the German government as an example of racism and anti-Muslim feeling there. In Germany, the government of Angela Merkel has been sharply criticized for its light reaction to this crime. A government that says it's an advocate of human rights. In Egypt, Marwa is laid to rest in her hometown, Alexandria. She's now called the martyr of headscarf.
Marwa Ashebrini's brother has told Press TV that his family does not expect the German government to take effective steps about Marwa's case.
My family and I call on the European community to investigate my sister's case. However, we don't think that the German government will dispense real justice to the murder of my sister and the officer who shot her husband. When I went to Germany to bring back my sister's body, a German newspaper and a TV channel talked with me, but unfortunately, neither of the interviews was broadcast. I want you to broadcast this so that it will show that Islam is not linked with terrorism. It is them who are the terrorists, not us. I blame the German government for this incident. It is to blame. My sister was killed inside a courtroom, which is supposed to be safer than a mosque, safer than a church, and safer than any temple. We also denounce the police officer's attempt to kill my sister's husband.
A U.S. Army